Hi, everybody. My name is Kenny Schlag, and for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to be telling you about Kenny Schlag's theory and Kenny Schlag's approach to abundance in the 21st century. Now, I want you to know that I'll be giving you this lecture until you hear this alarm. When you hear that, the lecture will be over, and there'll be no more opportunity for you to listen to and input my points on abundance in the 21st century. So remember, when you hear this, there will be no more opportunity for you to input, for you to record, and for you to apply Kenny Schlag's Abundance in the 21st Century principles. So please do listen very, very carefully here over the next half hour. I just made a mistake.
We can get it in the mix.
You get it in the mix?
Yeah, we can go back and edit it.
I've done a lot of these different... I'll tell you something.
Kenny knows what he's doing. I understand, but I'm just trying to tell Mr. Schlag.
I've done a lot of these all over America, and people are stupid.
I understand.
So if you do the edit, you have to do the edit right.
I promise you we will do the edit. They will never know that you made a mistake.
Where do I pick up from?
Pick up from...
Kenny, run edit from... You will not have the opportunity to apply. All right, I've got it.
3, 2, 1.
Now let's get started on abundance in the 21st century, the Kenny Schlag way. You may not know this because you probably don't know who I am, but I am worth millions and millions of dollars. The reason why? As Kenny Schlag Enterprises began to explore and explode, Kenny Schlag the man began to apply principles that I learned very early in my life on how to embark on a pathway of wealth. Kenny Schlag Industries today are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I am personally worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I live in a beautiful home. I drive a great car. I have a lot of friends. And I got a beautiful girlfriend, too, as a matter of fact, that I spend quality time with. Why is that? What happened in my life that hasn't happened in yours? I believe it's the Kenny Schlag Abundance in the 21st Century principles that haven't yet been incorporated into your own way of life and, more importantly, your own way of thinking. What I'd like to do is ask you to get a pencil or a paper or a pen and a pencil.
Cut.
Kenny?
Yeah?
Run at it from get a pencil. What I'd like you to do...
No, I know what I did.
What I'd like you to do is get a pencil and paper. That's it.
3, 2, 1.
What I'd like you to do is get a pencil and paper and write down these first steps toward abundance in the 21st century. First of all, I want you to change your mindset. Not all of us can be wealthy materially, but all of us can be wealthy spiritually and mentally. Mentally is a very, very important area of life. Many of us are rich spiritually and rich materially, but mentally we are poor. What state is your mind in? What kind of mental state are you in right now? Are you depressed? Are you on the verge of madness? Are you happy? Then, ask yourself what state you're in spiritually. Do you feel devoid of spiritual accomplishment? Do you feel happy for humanity? Are you happy for yourself? Which do you feel happier for? And then finally, let's talk about the material wealth. Now, that's a different thing entirely. As a multimillionaire, Kenny Schlag, and I speak of myself in the third person to maintain humility, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But Kenny Schlag is worth hundreds of millions of dollars because Kenny Schlag was smart in business and, I may say, ruthless in business. That doesn't mean being spiritually devoid of goodwill for your fellow man. Can you be materially wealthy like Kenny Schlag? Can you have hundreds of millions of dollars, drive beautiful cars, live in a beautiful home, and have a very beautiful Brazilian model girlfriend? That's right. Well, no, you can't. Not everyone, anyway. But you can feel happy for Kenny Schlag. That's why.
Cut.
Kenny, you're smiling. You were laughing.
I know.
You don't want to tip off that you think it's funny. Well, the idea is what? The idea is for people to be happy for me.
Right. Let's run at it again.
Kenny, run at it again from you can be happy for Kenny Slag.
All right.
3, 2, 1. But you can be happy for Kenny Slag and happy for the fact that I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I can spend millions of dollars every month, and I still won't be broke if I live to be 120. How did I do it? How did I come upon this wealth? The Kenny Slag principles for abundance in the 21st century can help you. And if they don't help you, they can help someone who lives next door to you, perhaps. Someone at work. Someone in your church. If you send away...
Cut.
What'd I do?
I heard you said, or someone in your church...
Yep. Kenny, it's just, let's pick up from, or can help someone in your church.
3, 2, 1.
Or can help someone in your church. It's easy. What I'd like you to do is now take that pencil and paper and write down this address. Kenny Slag Industries, Riverside, California. That address again is Kenny Slag Industries, Riverside, California. But really, you can send it to any city in America and it will make it to Kenny Slag Industries. I'm Kenny Slag. When you get your booklet on abundance in the 21st century, begin to apply those principles as rigorously and as stringently as you possibly can. Never let a day go by when you're not applying the Kenny Slag principles for abundance in the 21st century. If you find yourself poor of spirit, poor of purse, and poor of mind, the three essential areas of life according to Kenny Slag, then why not take that book and pass it on to your neighbor? Say to your neighbor, I tried to apply the Kenny Slag Industries approach to abundance in the 21st century, but I'm not doing something right. There may be a flaw in my mind, or perhaps I'm flawed spiritually. You try it, and if you can be a success, I'll be happy for you. That's what it's all about. If you apply the Kenny Slag principle for abundance in the 21st century, and you fail, your neighbor can be helpful. Your neighbor can be... Fuck.
Cut. What up?
I need to... Kenny, just... If you apply Kenny Slag Industries abundance of 21st century, why don't you say, and it fails for you, remember, your neighbor can be a success.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
If you apply the Kenny Slag Industries principles for success in the 21st century and it fails, remember, your neighbor can be a big success. And there is always step 3 in the Kenny Slag principles for abundance. Being happy for Kenny Slag. Understand, as I said, we can't all be materially wealthy, but we can all be spiritually and mentally wealthy. If being mentally healthy, having a mind that works, waking up every day knowing who you are and looking at a reality that is integrated around you, if that's not good enough, then pass that book along to a neighbor whose mind may not be doing as well as yours, or pass it along to a neighbor who is not materially well off. I'm sure they'll find a way to make it work, and if not, pass it on to their neighbor. And that's how the Kenny Slag Industries 21st Century Abundance Principles work. Now, very, very important, make sure that when you pass that on to a neighbor, that you ask them for the cover price. All you have to do is ask for the cover price. Now, the cover price of our book is $21. If it doesn't work for you and you pass it along to a neighbor, say to them, I have the answer to unhappiness in the 21st century. It'll cost you $21 and this booklet. When they give you that $21, all we ask you to do is to mail back to us that $1. That's right. That's all. Mail back to us $1. And you are free to let go of those abundance principles and watch them work for your neighbor. Please do mail that $1 back, because Kenny Slag Industries needs that $1 to ensure that you are working within the parameters of the Kenny Slag principles. If not, then of course we have to take away from you the benefits of those principles that you may feel mentally, spiritually, or physically, and remand you to an area where we can watch you a little bit further and maybe help you. That means you'd go to one of the hospitals that are administered by Kenny Slagg Industries, at which time, with proper treatment, you can be well on your way to accepting Kenny Slagg and the way he does things. Kenny Slagg Industries, a wonderful, wonderful way to start. Here's Jerry Ponsner.
Kenny Slagg Industries are everywhere. There's nowhere that they are that you aren't. And Kenny Slagg Industries, abundance, spot, cut.
Kenny Slagg Industries, abundance.
Got it. And Kenny Slagg Industries, abundance in the 21st century, provides a principle and a way of life that will make you and your family happy. Kenny Slagg, he's here for you, and his principles do work. But don't get tied up in jealousy over the fact that Kenny...
Cut. We've got to find a way for you guys not to laugh.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jerry?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Kenny Slagg's principles for... Take 2, 3, 2, 1. Kenny Slagg's principles for abundance in the 21st century work. They work for Kenny, and they'll work for you. And remember, if you find that you are not enriched spiritually, mentally, or physically, then you can pass those principles on to a neighbor. And you can also feel glad, glad in your heart, that Kenny Slagg is...
We can't have laughter.
Sorry. 3, 2, 1. And you'll find that you are glad in your heart for Kenny Slagg and the fact that he has hundreds of millions of dollars and, yes, a Brazilian girlfriend. Let's listen now as Kenny Slagg describes his life and how he came to the principles of abundance for the 21st century.
Thank you very much. I am Kenny Slagg. I'm 31 years of age. 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with flu, a very severe bronchitis, and I was told by my doctor that I was slightly anemic. I lay in bed for 3 days using NyQuil, using Sudafed, all of the usual cures. I got sick to death of the fact that I'd had another cold in less than 4 years, and I decided right then and there that the Kenny Slagg principles of abundance for the 21st century had to be developed and had to be shared. Well, I got up out of that sick bed and began to apply myself. The Kenny Slagg Industries 21st Century Principles of Abundance started very, very simply. Started with a bank, with me, and with some friends. And before you knew it, we were sharing the abundance of this great century. And you can too. That's right. Get my booklet, Kenny Slagg's Abundance Principles for the 21st Century, apply them, and be happy for the fact that I have hundreds of millions of dollars. You probably won't become rich at all, but you will become rich mentally. And being rich mentally, that's mental enough.
Cut.
Being rich mentally is rich enough, right?
3, 2, 1.
And being rich mentally is rich enough. When you realize that Kenny Slagg has made hundreds of millions of dollars from a variety of investments and opportunities, and these are hundreds of millions of dollars that you'll never have, you may tend to be angry and upset. Don't. I can assure you that you will be happy for me. Think of the things that I have. Great car, a great house, great friends, lots of parties, lots of private jet rides, and a Brazilian girlfriend. These are things that you can look at and say, I'm glad someone I know has those in his life. Who is he? Say it all together, Kenny Slagg. Now, let's get back to the principles of abundance for the 21st century. Remember that if you hear this sound, the lecture is over, and you'll miss out on your opportunity to develop your own abundant way of life. As I said, it started for me 10 years ago. When I began to develop these principles, and I got together with a group of my friends, we decided to effect acquiring all of that abundance, and we did it very, very quickly. Moving with a group of us north of the border to a small town in Alberta, we quickly began to build out our organization, talking to people, reaching out, and making everyone one with these principles of abundance. Soon enough, every guy in our organization had the beautiful girlfriend, had the fast cars, and had great vacation time. We were abundant. Well, everyone can be that abundant. I decided right then and there it wasn't right of me to hold on to this, to hoard this, to be selfish with these principles. I needed to share them with everyone. I traveled back to the United States in a disguise, and the reason why I did that was to knock down any kind of ego that might be arriving with me. I wanted people to accept the 21st century abundance principles on their own merits, not just because Kenny Slagg had millions and millions of dollars and drove a beautiful, brand spanking new Bentley. A Bentley that I could afford to have chauffeured for me. And yet I drove that Bentley into the United States with my Brazilian girlfriend sitting shotgun and wearing a baseball cap that said Chicago Bulls. I wanted to be just one of you guys. That's right. The 21st century principles of abundance are simply these. Make a lot of money. Dress as if you're still working class. Go ahead. Take it on through a drive-thru at Jack in the Box. Can you imagine what your friends will say, how their eyeballs will explode, and how their jaws will drop open wide when you pull into a Jack in the Box and order up a bonus... Cut.
Yeah, more laughter. I'm aware of that.
3, 2, 1. Cut.
Sorry, I'll get it together.
3, 2, 1.
Can you imagine what your friends will say when you pull into a Jack in the Box?
Cut.
What do you want to do, Kenny? We got to get this done today.
I'm going to get it done today. Hold on.
All right, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Can you imagine what your friends will say when you pull into the drive-thru at a Jack in the Box and order?
Cut.
3, 2, 1.
Can you imagine what your friends will say when you pull into the drive-thru of a Jack in the Box and order up a quarter?
It's not a quarter pounder, it's the ultimate cheeseburger.
Sorry.
3, 2, 1. Cut.
We got to get through this today, babe.
I understand that. We will.
3, 2, 1.
Can you imagine what your friends will say when you pull into the drive-thru of a Jack in the Box and order up that ultimate cheeseburger? Your girlfriend from Brazil, a model, sitting right next to you as you drive that Bentley or a Rolls Royce? I can tell you this right now. They'll say, look at that guy. He's not too proud to come back to the old neighborhood, drive through the pup and tuck.
3, 2, 1.
I can guarantee you your friends will say he's not too proud to come back to the old neighborhood, drive through the pup and taco and get a...
3, 2, 1.
I can guarantee you your friends will say he's not too proud to come back to the old neighborhood, drive through the pup and taco and get himself a buck's worth of those good dime tacos.
Kenny, these are your principles. I understand that. Well, I understand. Just, you know. You think it's funny? Some of it is, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
That's what it's all about with the Kenny Slagg.
Fuck. 3, 2, 1.
That's what it's all about with the Kenny Slagg principles for the 21st century. You go back to the old neighborhood wearing those...
3, 2.
Hold on. The engineer's laughing now.
I'm sorry. 3, 2, 1.
I can guarantee you if you do...
3, 2, 1.
I can guarantee you if you do things the Kenny Slagg way, you can go back to the old neighborhood wearing those really expensive threads, driving that beautiful car, and even inviting some of your pals back to your mansion for some of those tacos from Pup and Taco or those big ultimate cheeseburgers from Jack in the Box. Because that's what it's all about. With the principles of abundance, you move on to bigger and better and richer things, but you bring your friends along alternately as friends, other times as people that will help you. You've heard of Elvis's Memphis Mafia. You've heard of Gophers. Well, it's not quite like that, but you can make your friends useful. Hanging around the pool, getting you drinks, helping you with your pool game there in the billiard room. There's a lot of things that your buddies would love to do for you if they can be in the same house with all of those girlfriends that are attracted really only to you because you have all the money. Being happy for a friend of yours who's become abundant, the Kenny Slag way, is one way of becoming abundant. Let me tell you another way. Oftentimes, we wake up in the morning, as I often did, and we sit on the edge of our bed and we think, why am I even going through this? You laughing about suicide? Now I am, but yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oftentimes, we get up in the morning.
3.
Hold on. You want to take a walk, Kenny?
No, I don't want to take a walk. I want to finish.
3, 2, 1.
Oftentimes, we wake up in the morning and sit on the edge of the bed and think, how am I going to get through another day? We know we're never really going to be wealthy, and we know we're never really going to be, well, spiritually on a higher path, but at least mentally we can feel better. How's that going to work? Well, if the Kenny Slag Principles for Abundance, God damn it.
3, 2, 1.
If the Kenny Slag Principles for Abundance in the 21st Century don't work for you, give that book to your next-door neighbor. When they work for him, he'll have you hanging around the house, running errands, and maybe even standing by the pool house there as some of your girlfriends go into change. I'll tell you what, it really beats waiting tables at Sizzler, doesn't it? And being friends with a guy that's a multi-millionaire has a lot more perks than just fetching him drinks or setting up his pool shots.
Sorry. It's your money, Kenny.
I know it is.
3, 2, 1.
And let me tell you something. Hanging around your wealthy friend has more than just a few perks, like hanging around the pool house or setting up his pool shots or racking the balls on the billiard table. Sometimes you even become partners with him on his late night shit.
3, 2, 1.
Sometimes you even become partners with him on his late-night escapades, like my friend Muldoon. Muldoon's a guy that's never really going to amount to anything, except for the fact that he's friends with Kenny Slag. Kenny Slag is a guy that keeps his friends close, and Muldoon and I often go out hunting up girls, bringing them back to our house, having a drink or two with them, and retiring early. Muldoon and I, out on those late-night prowls, the very definition of abundance through the Kenny Slag Principles. Now let's talk a little bit more about being happy for Kenny Slag. A lot of you might ask, can I be happy for any wealthy friend? Of course you can, but it's more likely that you will not have a friend that's all that wealthy. It's more likely that you and your friends will benefit from the Kenny Slag Principles spiritually and mentally. Hey, let me tell you, there are worse things in this world than having your mind completely together after it was just about to come unglued, and to feel spiritually uplifted. Well, once you have those two components in place, you can be happy for me, Kenny Slag. I've got the money. A lot of people have written me letters saying, why should I care that you have money? Why do I care, Kenny, that you're going through the jack-in-the-box there in your hometown of Gardena, California, getting yourself the ultimate cheeseburger, hitting the local pop and taco, the A&W, etc.? I say to them, because you can see that my principles work for someone, the Kenny Slag way. I can't tell you the number of letters and phone calls I've fielded from people saying, you know what, Kenny? I get it, and I get it real good. Now, let's talk to Jerry and find out where you can hear me speak about the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century in person in front of your group.
If you'd like Kenny Slag to come to your church, to your club, or to your service organization, and address your members about the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, please, without delay, call the following number, 555-555. That's 555-555, a 6-digit number reserved exclusively for Kenny Slag members. The Kenny Slag Abundance Principles for the 21st Century. Be happy for Kenny.
Thanks very much, Jerry. You know, last year I went to a conference in Berlin, Germany, and I got to meet an awful lot of very, very enterprising young people. Some of them, a group of young ladies who've started a fashion magazine in Berlin. They invited me back to their party, went to the Berlin Mag Models.
Berlin Magazine.
3, 2, 1.
Went to the Berlin Magazine Models Party right after I addressed this group. and we had a great time. My Brazilian girlfriend was there, but very quickly I saw how the evening was shaping up. So I said to my Brazilian girlfriend, why don't you get on a plane and fly back to the United States and don't worry about how I'm doing. It's a one-way ticket, but it's first class. Here's a key to the house. Go on inside. And if you wouldn't mind...
Take two, three, two, one.
Fly back to the United States. It's first class. Here's a key to the house. And if you wouldn't mind, get all your personal effects and get out of the house before I get back there with some of these young ladies. I was going to show these young German models the Kenny Slag principles of abundance in the 21st century. Well, I'll tell you something. It's such an exciting way to go and such a fast track that sometimes you don't want to collide with your past. So that's when I told the Brazilian girlfriend, fly back to the United States, get all your personal effects, all of your clothes, all of your toiletries, and please get them out of the house.
Three, two, one.
And please get them out of the house and yourself with them. When I arrived back in Los Angeles about 24 hours later, and I made it to my mansion there in the very secluded and private area of West Hills in the Los Angeles suburbs, there was no Brazilian girlfriend, and I had the entire run of the house with five models from Germany. Well, I can tell you, I was not surprised when things went pretty good that weekend. That's the Kenny Slag way. Now, how do we get you to feel good about me having all of those German models in my home, in my 17,000 square foot home, thank you very much, and swimming in my Olympic sized pool on my 10 acre estate with a vineyard up the hill? It's simple. When you think about the 21st century abundance principles that Kenny Slag is pitching in the new Kenny Slag's Principles for the 21st Century may not work for you, but be happy for Kenny, you'll realize that you're failing. However, you can be a winner by immediately thinking right now,
God help us if any of these get out.
They won't. Don't worry.
Three, two, one.
By thinking right now, Kenny is with five gorgeous German models at his 17,000 square foot estate on his 10 acre estate. Right, take two.
Three, two, one.
By thinking, right now, Kenny is with five German models in his 17,000 square foot mansion on his 10 acre estate. It's as simple as that. Being happy for Kenny is almost, if not better, than being Kenny. For you, anyway. You see, I'm Kenny Slag, but you're you. You'll never be me, but you can rejoice for the fact that I've got money.
Take two. You're wasting a lot of time, Kenny. Let me tell you something. I'll waste all the time I want. Yeah, I know you're rich.
Three, two, one.
Be happy for me, Kenny Slag. And now, Jerry, to tell you more.
Kenny Slag's Principles for Abundance in the 21st Century. This lecture will expire when you finally hear the alarm, and it'll sound like that. When that alarm goes off for the last time, the Kenny Slag Principles for the 21st Century lecture will be over, and you'll lose out. Remember, there'll be no second chance for you to order up the Kenny Slag Principles for the 21st Century book. After that, you will no longer have access to that book, and anyone that does have access to that book will be instructed, as terms of the contract...
Take two. Three... Two, one.
Will be instructed, as per the purchase contract, not to share that book with you at all. You will not be allowed to look at it. You'll not be allowed to see even the cover. And if you are on the beach, for instance, and you glance over to the left or right and see someone reading the Kenny Slag Principles for the 21st Century book, you'll be told by that individual to look away. Look away, or your eyes... Yes, that's right. Your eyes will get burned right out of your skull. That's not it. You'll be instructed...
Hold on. Three, two, one.
You'll be instructed to turn away immediately, or you will lose vision momentarily. That's right. You will lose vision momentarily, as Kenny, using his principles of abundance for the 21st century, will be able to focus
on any malfeasance that is being conducted in the... Take two. As Kenny using 21st century... Take three. As Kenny using 21st century techniques from Abundance for the 21st Century will be able to see individuals who are malfeasant or miscreant in the application of these principles. Again, do not look at anyone reading the 21st Century Abundance Principles, or you will lose vision, perhaps for longer than a few seconds, in both eyes. Think of it, stone blind because you ran afoul of Kenny Slag. I'm Kenny Slag, and remember, abundance in the 21st century is easy. Abundance spiritually, abundance mentally, abundance materially. Most of the material abundance that you will acquire in the 21st century will most likely be through me. I will be abundant, you'll be happy for me, and if you're a member of my inner circle of friends, you'll be able to serve drinks, set up pool shots, who knows, maybe even go with me as I pick out sports jackets or slacks. Maybe even go into the room with me and...